This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says tens of thousands of Hamas terrorists have been killed during Israel's war in the Gaza Strip. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
Netanyahu said on Sunday at least 13,000 quote-unquote terrorists were among Palestinians killed and vowed to press ahead with an offensive in the south of the enclave, a move U.S. President Joe Biden has described as his red line. Nearly 31,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza during the five-month-long war. Hamas dismisses Israel's toll for militants as an attempt to portray what it calls fake victories. Biden and his aides have urged Netanyahu in strong terms not to launch a major offensive in Rafah until Israel crafts a plan for mass evacuation of civilians. More than half of Gaza's 2.3 million people are sheltering in the Rafah area. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on the death of the leader of Al-Qaeda's branch in Yemen.
Al-Qaeda isn't giving details of the death of its leader in Yemen. The militant group released a video of the body of Khalid al-Batarfi wrapped in a white funeral shroud and Al-Qaeda's black and white flag. There was no clear sign of trauma visible on his face. Al-Batarfi was believed to be in his early 40s. The U.S. government had placed a $5 million bounty on al-Batarfi's head for leading Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, which had long been considered the most dangerous branch of the extremist group still operating after the U.S. killing of founder Osama bin Laden, but it's believed to have been weakened in recent years because of infighting and suspected U.S. drone strikes that have killed its leaders. I'm Donna Warder.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This